This week, I talked with visionary artist and creativity guide, John Morrow. And we talked about creative activism as a refuge from productivity, as a practice of allowing our imaginations to receive images, energy, and wisdom from beyond our own skin. But for many of us, creativity has been sidelined. It's a side project or something we don't touch at all because we think we're not skilled at it. So when you hear, just pick up the charcoal or those old paints in the drawer, that guitar in the corner, many of us shake our heads in refusal. Nah, I'm no good. But creativity, or being creative, as John reminds us, has nothing to do with being good at something or even getting somewhere or being productive. And I've heard so many stories from clients and friends of mine who lament or regret that they've disconnected from their creativity, from their imagination. Why it's often so hard to access these parts of ourselves is because it's not either appreciated in our line of work, not a regular part of our self-expression, or because sometimes we demand they work for us, like in my case, when I shared at the beginning of this show. So to access creativity, before you find the charcoal or the paints or tune up that guitar of yours, you're invited to practice something else first. And that is being unproductive. Not doing anything in particular at all. Going nowhere, doing nothing, getting bored. So for the next week, I invite you to take 5 minutes of every day, you could work up to 10, where you practice intentional unproductivity. So here's some examples. You could sit at your desk at work and do nothing. You could commute on the bus or on the subway without scrolling your phone or listening to music. You could go for a walk at lunch with no objective or destination, more like a wander. If you have kids, you could just simply be in their presence as they play Lego or do their homework. And as you're practicing this mindful unproductiveness, notice what's happening in your body. You might detect some agitation because usually you stay busy, or you tie your time with getting somewhere or achieving something. So if you notice this, just breathe and acknowledge how much we're swimming in the belief that there's no time to waste. I invite you, as any practice, just to stay with whatever sensations arise with curiosity and an open mind. The benefit of this practice is that you begin to open up more time and space in your day for the beauty of being, not doing. And the more you can contact the spaciousness of this state, my hunch is that you'll begin to notice all the ways the ordinary things, what's right here, right now, how it touches you deeply, how it can surprise you with awe or wonder, gratitude, or even fill you with deep nourishment. And once you contact that, there's often a natural impulse towards participating with your creative life force in whatever medium draws you in. A few final words about practice. Practice is different than a tool or a technique or simply a mindset shift. Practice is like an ecosystem unto itself. It's more like a world that invites your playful curiosity. It invites you to pay attention differently. What can you learn, see, feel, sense from a new doing, a new action? What you'll experience will be different than me or a friend who does the same practice. It's experimental. It's designed to be fresh and alive, dynamic and relational. And what I emphasize is practice is a gift of learning from your own direct experience, not from experts, coaches, sages, teachers, but from you. Practice centers you as the awake and attuned one that you already are. Practice is the invitation, and direct experience is your greatest teacher. So if you play with this practice and discover that you've had an insight that you love to share with me or others, please reach out. Email me with any observations or questions at jennifer@sparkcoaching.ca. And if you know of someone who'd appreciate the wisdom and gift of this practice, please share this episode with a friend. I'm Jennifer England. Thanks for practicing and being on this journey on the tension of emergence.